Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This 2021 edition. Yeah, that's right. Left off of COVID-19. You know why? Gathered indoors last night with a bunch of double vaxxers. A whole lot of people. Maybe a hundred. I don't know.
Really?
What did you say? Joe, did you say like 60,000
people were there.
Uh-oh.
Everyone and, vaccinated. Everyone beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah, everyone.
No one
hugged.
How to socialize.
Everyone shook hands and hugged. Joey looked so nervous.
I was so scared.
It was hilarious. It really was one of the funniest things I've seen in a long time. Just how nervous he was. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Please say hello to Chris Alvarado. Surf season says solo sunny. What was the last thing you built?
Take your time.
I understand. You're going to need a moment. I can appreciate
it. My fiance's father has this gigantic grill. I didn't build it, but this is the first thing that came to mind. Beautiful. It's like a Cadillac of grills. It's got like the direct like gas line hooked into it type stuff.
Yes.
Right? But it wasn't working. Ooh. And we spent some time at their house, their beach house recently. And I said, you know, I'm going to fix this thing. I'm telling you, everybody, I worked on that thing for like 3 days in a row, 8 hours a day.
Come on.
I am not kidding you. And what it was we all know, oh no, I'm gonna forget the name, but it was a faulty spark thing.
But this is what you fixed?
Yeah, this is what I fixed. Well, yeah, kind of. I mean, it worked now.
It was the end result of your 3-day endeavor that it indeed, in fact, worked.
And I scrubbed it too while I was in there, you know, got sure. rid of it. And then Joey, why are you laughing?
I'm humbled by the confidence to do that. I would be terrified.
Oh, I was terrified.
A gas line.
Well, also, there were a couple of moments where I go, I'm absolutely done. I cannot do this. I 100%, I cannot do this. And I'm like, my nails are full of grease and there's parts everywhere.
Sure.
Oh my God.
Can I guess what the driving force was? Having to go back to your future father-in-law and saying, yeah, I couldn't do it.
I would have rather died.
Yeah, exactly. Can I just ask, when you say the spark thing, was it the thing that basically clicks for the gas to get ignited?
Jeez, I know this name so well. Yes, but James,
it's
there's
the igniter.
No. So it isn't the push part. It's what, because there's four different spark plugs type thing.
So in my house growing up, what we'd do is we'd use a long lighter and we'd just light each of the grills. Like that could have,
yes.
Was that an option? You couldn't tell us that was the solution?
That was an option. That's an option, not a solution. Yeah, hey, you know your gigantic thing? Here, use this long lighter. James says it's the solution.
Right. It's like literally got like driving a Cadillac and be like, you're going to have to use a screwdriver to turn it on. Sorry, it rides smooth, but you got to use a screwdriver. I don't know.
It's the solution.
I don't know.
I'm so impressed that you stayed in the pocket. Because while you started the story,
because
I was
Kevin,
reaching for
I don't,
the phone
I
to
don't
call
have,
the person to come do it.
I don't have a lot. Do you know what I mean?
No, I got you.
And I'm like, I'll fucking die out here. I have Brillo pads.
I'm with Joey. It's impressive to even have the confidence to go, I have to do this. I mean, hey, look over there. It's Judge James Heaney. Johnny, the Jell-O lover, what's the weirdest thing you used your feet for?
Oh, no. The weirdest thing I've used my feet for.
Oh, no.
Well,
you don't have to answer this, James. James, you don't have to answer this.
I suppose that it is probably, there are times that if something's out of reach, I'll use it for anything. It's like being ambidextrous, but with both hands and feet. So there have definitely been times where I've had to use my foot for a controller or mouse. What?
It's like being a monkey is what it's like.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
But now I can't
please
specifically
welcome. Okay. And by the way, James, I should have qualified. Killing a person was on the list.
I could probably snap a neck with my feet.
That was what we were looking for. Thank you, officer. I'll get you the address in just a moment. Now, please welcome Atul Singh. Sweet A, favorite pie, please.
This is very easy. Apple pie is my favorite. I rank it in the apple, then pecan. And then pumpkin's down at like 15 because it's trash.
He's being hurtful. He's being specifically hurtful.
Yeah, he's hurtful to both of us, Chris. I am not even.
listen. I've already spoken way too long on this intro, but I just got to say one thing. I don't have a lot going on, everybody. I was walking my dog last week, and I'm shit you not. This woman goes, excuse me. And she had her earphones in. She goes, are you Pie Guy?
No way.
It made my whole life.
Year. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, well, yes, I am. I mean, she's a fan of Jessica's, obviously, but like, I felt so good. And then I ran to her husband. He goes, I heard you're now Cookie Guy. Anyway, I'm just feeling good about myself too. I'm so glad you're doing this with me here.
You know, and my horrible, gigantic, out of control ego thought, are you Pie Guy, meant she listened to Alchemy This.
Oh, no.
Okay. Holy crap. Mark Gagliardi's here. Twice what? The gal I am. Woo! Twice the gal I am. Will you shave your legs for a job?
For a job. Okay. I didn't know if that was just you going like right now in this Zoom, will you shave your leg? You know, it's funny you mentioned that. Sure, I would. If it's the right job and I got to wear, you know, tasteful hose over it if I needed to afterwards, if I perhaps my legs didn't look up to what I hope they would. Yeah. I did recently have to shave a chunk out of my leg hair.
Keep talking.
Because I was rollerblading. I fell. I scraped my leg and I had to shave the hair off of it so that it wouldn't like all, you know, grow into a big painful mess. So for most of the summer, I will spend with hairy legs, except for one little square patch of like cool 80s cop leg stubble.
You had me at I was rollerblading, for the record.
Yeah, the Strand, in down Manhattan Beach to Redondo.
Yeah.
It's a perfect rollerblading spot. It never died there. This isn't a resurgence of rollerblading. It never left.
Nope.
Yeah.
Just you. I don't understand what you're talking about with the hair. You had to shave your leg hair so it wouldn't grow into the scabs?
No, yeah, you get like, you ever get like a big scrape where it's big and flat and then your hair starts to
grow. You got
to
take a look at my legs. Back. I've got like 7 or 8 hairs on my legs. Like, I don't know what, like.
How did you not get this question then? Your legs sound delightful and easy to shave. I'm Italian.
And last, but puckered tightly if you think him lazy, it's Joey Greer. Hambone and or Hawk, please preview for us your first two questions for Jesus Christ.
Okay,
question number one.
Yeah, this is a preview. All right. So this is every question is subject to change. What you're hearing right now. Exactly.
Not final draft.
So I'm meeting Jesus. We're at some taco truck, right? Yep. We've agreed to it. It's public. It's in the middle of the day, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like there's people around. And the first thing I'm going to add, again, these questions subject to change. These aren't, you know, set in stone, you know, Ten Commandments.
Quick follow up. Yeah. In the back of your mind, are you also thinking, having listened to True Crime Podcast, even though it's Jesus, don't go to a second location?
100%.
Okay, good.
100%. Because I want you to know, leading up to this, he keeps on telling me he has stereos and a couple tires that he could sell me. And I'm like, okay. And the couple tires is like really what's interesting to me because, like, what is a couple? You know, because it's more than two, but I'm like, is it three? So,
couples two.
Well, we don't know. That's my point.
No, we do.
We all know.
A few is two or more.
I'm saying you're assuming. That's my point. You're all assuming it's two. That's my point. So, but this is exactly what's, you know, leading to the taco truck encounter. So I get up to him, right? And I don't know if it's him or not.
Nope.
You know, because he said, I'm going to be wearing tie-dye socks. Yep. And when I get there, everyone's wearing like thick corduroy pants. I'm like, well, how the hell am I supposed to see the song? So what? But the first question I'm going to ask is, I'm going to go, are you Jesus? And then the second question would probably be based on his answers and our back and forth, which I'm silent in, would be, do you want to order?
All right, let's do a damn show. That was absolutely more than I was hoping for. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails. They are. I gather them myself. And I thank you so very much for continuing to write to us. Or we get some suggestions from our patron VIPs. They get priority. I'm just saying, for a couple of dollars, I'm not going to ask for it. To become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content like a video of Joey discussing his time with someone named Jesus and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion by the emails we spoke of just moments ago, or rather I did, please write to us at our fairly new email address, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail
Scene 1 comes from Patreon Knockomaniac, the highest level of the patron support. Dougie, we've not heard from in a while. Who wrote, "Dear Alchemist, as you all know, I'm not one to spread rumors, all caps, but lower caps. It's come to my attention that Joey has recently was spotted chopping down trees using babies. Scene suggestion. Firework manufacturers crumble under pressure leading up to 4th of July. Much love to you all, especially Kevin. I did not make that up. Signed, Dougie. Johnson, I'm going to need to see you in my office. Toot, sweet. Yep. That means yes, sir. Now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yep. Going over the numbers here. It looks like your team is behind about a day and a half. May I please have an explanation?
Okay, sir, we're really understaffed on the team out here. I mean, four of the guys have lost all of their fingers by this point, and they're just trying to pick things up with their wrists at this point, and it's slowing things down. Mm-hmm. Two more of the guys we got in the hospital, another six off of the team. They had a family reunion they had to go to this week, so we couldn't really do anything about it. A couple of them got tickets to a concert that they wanted to go to. It's just, we're just slammed right now, and there's nothing we can do about it, sir, but I promise we're going to do better.
All of that would be wildly impressive if I hadn't assigned you 71 assistants on this particular job, as I do every year, for 4th of July.
Oh, please don't. I know. I'm so sorry, sir. I know. It's always... Oh.
So I said, I don't want any more steak. So look, Bobby, what do I got to do to... what do I got to do to get you... you know... it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You know. Oh my God. Oh my God. Wow, look, I got to get going soon.
Deborah.
Oh no, yes. No.
Yep.
Deborah, no.
What's up?
Hi, Deborah.
Tell her.
Hey.
Well, just told me.
Right, Deborah, just one sec, Deborah. I'm going to... Bob, look, all I'm saying is...
I'm waiting tables right now, so... Deborah, look, I got a second.
I just... Bobby, so, you know, if we can up your order to four more crates...
If this is a joke about me, if this is something at my expense... Jesus,
no, it's not. It's
Deborah,
not.
No, it's
then
not.
Why are you not willing to tell this joke around me?
Well, it's just that... This is a business. This is a business lunch.
You tell me the joke then.
No, don't. It's not his to tell. It's a personal story.
Oh my God! I'm gonna go get my manager. Oh,
hold on. Why? Okay.
Look, oh, Bobby, you're in trouble, man. If
I gotta get out of here.
My dad's gonna get a black cap, so we're gonna have the most fun in the world. We're gonna have like 30 of them, and we're gonna just set them off, dude, in our backyard.
Black cat.
Sick, dude.
Yeah.
You think those are fireworks?
Yeah.
Why don't you get some snails while you're at it? Jesus.
Oh, man. Oh, sick. What are your parents getting you?
Cannon.
My parents? A cannon?
I got a cannon that shoots M80s.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I thought a cannon was only for decoration.
Yeah, I thought it was like a medieval device.
Yeah, I thought it was from like the medieval times.
Okay, well, it's from Cost Plus and it works.
Can we see it?
No. Wait, you tell me you have a Cost Plus membership?
Maybe.
Oh, man.
Well, this changes. Come on, man. Let me see it.
Trevor, let us see it.
What do you want to see?
Your kids are holding up the line. Kids are holding up the line. All these people behind you want Mr. Softies.
All right, Father Time. Just a second.
Oh, nice one, Trevor.
I'll buy all three of these softies if you show us this cannon.
Show us the
cannon. I love fireworks.
What did you just call my father?
Oh, shit.
Run.
Oh,
run.
Over the fence.
Sir, I'm sorry to bust into your office like this, but... The kids, they've stormed the factory. They're demanding stronger and stronger fireworks. I don't think these M80s and black cats are going to cut it this year, sir. And I've been cut down from my 71 guys I originally had down to 52. And I don't know if we're going to be able to get enough gunpowder into these little things that quickly, sir. I'm getting scared. Can I hide under your desk?
Yeah,
you can hide under my desk for sure.
Thank you, sir.
And while you're under there,
yes, sir.
Go ahead and write up your resignation letter.
What, sir?
Yeah. There's no hiding in fireworks.
Sir,
if they're tired of black cats and M80s, you and your team need to devise new fireworks.
Sir, but what about the laws?
That's it.
I understand you're the manager. I'll just take the bill. I don't want any issues. I was just telling a personal story.
Tell me the story. Deborah is pretty upset. She's my best waitress. And you're going to be telling stories and jokes about her in my establishment?
I think she thinks it was about her. And it wasn't. I was just, we're doing a business deal here. And
this guy, your friend here is still laughing. All right?
Yeah.
So it's obviously very funny.
Okay. So, I don't want. Okay. Well, I mean, the gist of it is that my.
Now it's too late. I think the damage is done here. All right. You've insulted my staff. You've insulted my establishment. I don't know if you're trying to pull a coup d'etat here or what, but it's not going to happen here at a Blimpie's. All right.
All right. I'm sorry about that. I guess I'll get going.
Yeah. You're going to pay for everybody's lunch here today.
Wait, what?
Tyson, I'm sorry, but Bobby passed. He laughed himself to death. Apparently, that's what they're saying. I don't think you're to blame. You might get a call from the cops or something to just, you know, heads up.
Why are you so far away from me? Come closer to me. We're friends, right?
I don't want to hear anything. Honestly, I just feel like it's better that if it's just like this, okay?
It sounded like you said raw honestly, and that's interesting because you're talking about being raw and honest at the same time, and that's what I want to be with you right now. We're friends, aren't we?
Yes, we're friends. Just stay where you are. Okay?
I just want to come a little closer, close the gap.
Okay, well, then
I'm going to
take a step back, okay? Sometimes gaps are necessary.
Why? Are you afraid of me?
I'm not. Look, hey, we're friends, okay? Just calm down, all right? Just calm down.
Be honest with me right now. Are we good?
No.
I told a fucking personal story.
I don't want to know, man. I don't want to know.
A story.
Look, okay. Man, I'm just giving you the message.
So you need somebody to make some last minute fireworks before the 4th, huh?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys brought the right guy in.
Look, I'd appreciate it if you didn't mention any of this to my boss because you know he's already hired enough assistants.
And, all right.
So
that's fair.
Just come on inside here, and we have all of this gunpowder and
this M80 isn't gonna. I don't need any of this. This stuff. Well, actually, some of that gunpowder could be useful. What we're gonna do is, I need you to fill these Ziploc bags with this gasoline. All right.
Whoa. I mean, it is the 4th of July. Okay.
We're gonna celebrate. All right.
How did you even get this much gasoline in here in that trash bag? Just one big trash bag of gasoline.
I'm going to hold the edges.
Yeah, I understand you want 40 on number 4, but I don't see a car.
Don't worry about it.
Right?
It's like the Wonder Woman's car. It's invisible. Just turn on pump number 4.
Yeah, see, we need to know where the gas is going, sir.
All right. Well, lend me your ear.
So it turns out the reason for your gravelly voice is the amount of gasoline fumes you've been inhaling. So we recommend... No?
No, that can't be.
Oh, you thought you had like an innate gruff demeanor. That's simply not it.
I thought it was a sign of toughness.
Oh, no. It's just the fumes. As a matter of fact, you know, there's an actor actually who got, you know, pretty famous because his voice, you know, went raw. But that's a different story. Anyway,
wait, what? His voice went raw.
Yeah,
no, go ahead, please.
Well, you know, some say
I need
some
inspiration. A role model. Say
some attribute that to his success, but that's neither here nor there. Here's what I'm going to prescribe to you: no more gasoline for 2 weeks.
Huh? But I am my voice. I don't know who I'd be if it wasn't for this gravelly voice.
Dr. Stevens, I'm so glad you came in. Quick question for you, Dr. Stevens. Who were you talking about?
that little story.
What's up?
That story you started to say. What actor were you talking about with the gravelly voice?
Is this Keurig for everybody? Bring our own cup. I can use this Keurig.
Yes, right? You can use this Keurig. Yeah, you can. Yes.
Okay. There's different flavors lined up. You're probably not familiar with like.
No. Go ahead and say it.
Oh, are you familiar with the comedy institution Boom Chicago?
Yeah, of course. Everyone is. The Amsterdam-based improv theater.
That's right. That's probably more than I need to say. Thank you so. This is good. Thank you so much.
Hey, is this Keurig for everybody?
Yes, I brought the Keurig for everybody. All of the doctors in the doctor's lounge get as much of the Keurig as they want.
Okay.
Thank you for letting me speak at this memorial. I just, as you know, Bobby was.
That's the guy who killed him.
Yeah, it's him for sure.
Is that really him? That's the guy. Strange that he's here.
That joke guy.
That's
so.
And throw one of these bags of gasoline. Thanks for letting me speak. What is that?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Give him a chance. Give him a chance.
He wasn't just a business partner. He was a friend.
Now, what kind of friend would do that? I don't know. What kind of friend is
You're the one who just screamed, give him a chance. What are you doing?
Look, I can hear everybody.
Guys, Scooch, Deborah's here.
He's going to kill us.
So here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to tell you all what I told Bobby that day.
What? He's trying to kill us. He's trying to kill us.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God. The doors are locked. Oh
my God. The doors are locked.
The doors are locked.
That is scene one. We do not know what happened to that particular group of fellas.
Scene two comes from Dave, who wrote, "Hey amigos, hope you're well, enjoying the sun, and something, something, you're great. Suggestion." Wow. It seems so sincere. "A Pocket Full of Skull," which is a memoir of the heart by Richard Hamhock Culpepper, attorney at law. Love you guys and hope to see you perform live one day. All the best. Dave from Midvale, Utah.
Ticket, please.
Yeah, I have two tickets, actually, and I have somebody meeting me here. So can I leave the ticket with you for them?
No.
Give you their name because I want to go in and get our seats.
I'm going to need them to show their ticket.
Yeah, right. So I have their ticket. I have two tickets.
Okay. Oh, I could help you. Great. I could just wait for your friend with that ticket.
Who are you again?
Wait here. Oh, my name's Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
I'm going to be going into this show later. I've got my own ticket, but if you give me your extra ticket, I'll wait for your friend to give it to them.
You have such a not trusting face.
Did you say not trusting face?
I did. Yeah, I'm having trouble with this, Jerry. Tell you what, Jerry. Give me your driver's license. I'll give you the ticket.
I'm doing you a fucking favor.
You are, Jerry, and I appreciate it. I'll tell you what. You give me your driver's license. I'll give you the ticket and $20. That's trust.
How about I? Okay. All right. That's fair. That's fair.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
That's fair.
Wow. That picture doesn't look anything like you.
Oh, it's definitely me. That was just before the summer when I had my longer hair.
Right. It says Tim Nelson on the license.
Well, that's what my friends call me. You're a stranger. So
Jerry's what your friends call you or Tim?
Tim's what my friends call me. That's my real name.
So you I see. You were giving me Jerry because we don't know each other. Proving
exactly.
My point.
Exactly.
Yeah, give me back my $20.
No, that's fine.
And the ticket.
Tickets.
I'm just not giving this back to you. I gotta go. I'm out of here.
pardon me. It's 5 minutes to places, sir. Are the flowers to your liking? Do you have everything you need? Water?
I believe I requested Southern Comfort, and this is a Fiji water.
We just thought maybe there was a confusion on your rider. Surely you would.
Oh, a confusion on my rider, was there? There was some confusion where I wrote Southern Comfort. You thought that I wrote Fiji water. Is that what it is? You think all these people came to this auditorium tonight to see Richard Hamhock Culpepper, attorney at law, give his major speech on the state of the world while drinking a Fiji water? Is that what you thought was going to happen this evening?
I was mistaken, sir.
There's no champagne.
Honey, get back in the cage.
And that's the other thing we wanted to address.
What? That's my leopard.
Very well.
All right. When he comes out on stage, you hit him with spot left. What are you going to do when he comes out on stage?
Hit him with spot left.
Okay.
Tommy, I got this.
Yeah. Tommy, Gerald's going to do it. Who's going to do it?
You can call me Jerry. And I will definitely hit him with spot right.
Spot left. Okay. All right. Let's go through it one more time. All right. Mm-hmm. Gerald, you seem like you have a question. I mean, Tommy.
I've been doing this for years, and he can't even seem to. He's going to do spot right.
Tommy, you've got something on your face, and until you get that off of your face, I'm going to go ahead and handle.
Center spot coming through. Center spot coming through.
Back up, everybody.
Okay, thank you, sir. I got my new spotlight gloves on, as you can see.
Are those actual Nike gloves? Spotlight gloves?
Yeah, they're Nike golf gloves.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty. A big deal. All right. So what are we looking at here, technical director?
Emil is just telling us spot left is what's needed.
I mean, we have to start, but it's off your cue, Emil. It's off your cue, of course.
All right. Here's how this is going to go.
Hey, listen up.
All right, everybody. Listen up. Thank you. I think tonight we should feel it from our bones. From our bones. Go with our instincts.
Right.
Gerald?
I just want to ask a quick question. When
I think this is going to be a silly question. Go ahead.
Author comes on stage, there needs to be light on him.
Okay. I'm now removing one of my Nike gloves.
I swear to God, if you slap me in the face, if this slaps you,
if it were to slap you, there would be an issue.
Yes, it would. I mean, all we have is what's in the glass case. So M&M's, Twizzlers, and popcorn. As you can see, that's all we have.
No pie?
I'm sorry for the inconvenience.
Do you have any pie?
No. All we have is what's in the case.
How about pumpkin pie?
Let's get the pie. Let's
and
get the
Twizzlers.
I'm working
and then some
on
popcorn.
It.
So
this is my date for tonight.
She would how like, do you do?
Hello.
Hi.
Pie, I'll tell please, you what, honey, they better have apple pie. Well, I ain't even staying for the show.
What is going on? If everyone in line, just so you know, we don't have pie here. The only concessions we have are what's in the case.
I'm sure you have something in a secret menu and off, you know, a hidden menu. So we'll just have the pie.
We'll have the pie from that.
There is no kitchen here. What we serve is in the case. So the concessions are here. It's okay, a concession. Okay, this is at least we
then
have.
Where's the pie case?
Good point. It's not here. There is no pie case.
It's not here. So it's somewhere.
Okay.
In the diner.
We will look.
Pardon me for bargaining, Mr. Culpepper.
Yes.
Esquire, sir. Just want to see if you had any music you wanted to be played out to.
Oh, well, generally I like to enter to hail to the chief, but I was told that it is inappropriate for me to do so as I am not currently the president of the United States. Let me ask my leopard. Mrs. Spots, is there a particular song you would like for us to enter to this evening?
Play my song.
Mrs. Spots would like you to play her song as we take the stage this evening for our reading.
I'd love to do that. Very excited. Happy to do that for you.
Wonderful.
Can I just get a quick heads up on what Miss Spots' song is?
Surely you know what Mrs. Spots' song is if you've ever seen the work that I have done with this leopard. So I'm going to go ahead and assume that was a joke, and you do know exactly what song I'm talking about. Door slam noise.
And then he closed the door in my face. I don't know. So what? I'm supposed to guess from every song in the universe what Miss Spots and get it right? Because I didn't have the balls to just say, sorry, Culpepper, whatever the hell your real name is. I don't know what her fucking song is, right? So what am I going to do?
I don't know. I'm just in line for the bathroom. I don't know.
Hey, where'd you get that pie?
I brought it in.
Wow. What kind of pie is that?
It's a hybrid pie.
I'm not done in the bathroom yet, but could one of you guys get some toilet paper? It's kind of an emergency. Okay?
That's hilarious. Let's go. Let's get out of here.
No, please bring back toilet paper.
Yeah.
Sorry, those two guys, they just ran away. Is everything okay in there?
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. There doesn't happen. Do you work here? I can't crack this door open any further than it's open.
No, I don't work here. I was actually, a friend of mine was supposed to leave a ticket for me at the box office. We just had some kind of kerfuffle out there. But eventually they let me in, you know, squeaky wheel gets the grease and all. But I really feel for your plight out there. Let's see if I have anything in my pockets.
Okay.
I mean, I have this receipt from dinner.
Oh, that'll do. Slip it through.
Slide that under. Also have this,
I'll be done in just...
My grandfather's handkerchief. Will that help?
Oh, that's even better. Here, have the receipt back.
Okay. Okay. Oh, I have this this beach towel that I just got from the...
Okay, thank you, Q2. All right, everybody, it's almost showtime. They're gonna start the music. We will start the lights.
It will be
transformative.
It's her song. It's her song.
Here we go.
It's her song. It's
I'm going to snap your neck with my feet. I'm going to snap your neck with my feet.
Here he comes.
I'm going to snap your neck with my feet. I'm going to snap your neck with my feet.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much. Oh, well. That spot's coming from a different side than I am used to. Someone's fired.
Sir, I'm Mr. Lawyer Culpepper. I don't know how to say that correctly. The audience isn't fully in yet. There seems to be some kind of issue at the concession stand. So wait, we're just trying to sort that out.
Did the concession stand not get the rider in my contract? This rider right here that says concession stands at my shows with Mrs. Spots will serve pie.
Yeah.
Oh, do you hear the crowd? That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes. We did not get that. I am so sorry.
You did not get that.
No, I did not. So, well, we can just go get some
spot left, spot right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We're here. Did you have something to say?
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay to have a little dramatic pause every now and then. Uh-huh. You don't have to fill all space with sound. Sometimes you need to let the emotion to hit you.
Yeah. Okay.
When he walked out,
right,
we hit him with the wrong light.
We didn't. It was him. He hit him with the wrong light.
Hey, pipe down. Uh-huh. Let the emotion breathe. Yep.
Uh-huh. I'm done, is all I'm saying.
Done.
Taking these gloves off.
You too.
You're done with center light.
Jerry, don't push back right now. All right, don't push back, Jerry. Emil was talking. All right.
Did you hear the announcement from talent on stage when he got hit by the wrong light? Quote unquote, you're fired or someone's fired.
Yeah, he doesn't control. You know, I'm in charge. You know, along with Emil. Emil has a lot of say.
Oh, talent doesn't dictate who gets fired. You do.
But, yeah, but it's, you know.
Are we in a union or not? I'm sorry.
Whoa, let's not say the word union.
Okay.
No one said union.
So spot left, let me get this straight. You think every talent that comes in and out of these doors has the right to fire and hire staff as they please?
Well, I'm spot left. He's spot right.
I'm asking
the confusion
you.
This whole time.
I'm talking to you.
I'm not the part. He's the one who said that you were.
Can you just answer the question?
Can you say it one more time?
Okay. All right.
No. Please don't fire me.
All right. I'm just checking your resume here. You worked as a spotlighter for a while. I'm not really sure. Uh-huh.
I mean, well, three of us did. Yeah.
Is that a snake? What was that? A snake in your bag?
Yep.
Do you have a snake here?
One of us has a snake.
Okay. Well, Mr. Softy Freeze, we don't deal with snakes here. Okay. We just deal with softies.
What's your problem, snake?
It's always said, no more steaks. Yeah, all right. So, Bob, what can I do to get you, you know, a couple more crates of the good stuff, huh? Bob?
All right, so you brought in the right guy for this concession stand. This garbage bag is filled with cherry pie filling. Now, I just need you to get one fistful.
I'm sorry. Did you work? Have you ever worked in Amsterdam?
Yeah.
You look familiar. You look familiar.
You got it. All right.
Do you do impressions?
First of all, no, I don't. And I don't know what you're referencing, but I'm trying to get through a pretty important situation. I've been brought in because I'm a guy that has solutions.
I just look familiar. I see celebrities.
When I look familiar or I sound familiar?
Both. I'm sorry. I'll just continue. I was just trying to pay you a compliment.
Well, put your fist in this garbage bag and get some of that cherry pie filling.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And now you're going to put it between these two tortilla shells. Soft flour tortilla shell. All right.
There you go.
Simple as that. Now you put it under the same hot light that you put those corn dogs under. Boom, pakalaka, it's a pie.
Oh, no. Hi, pardon me. I'll take one Diet Coke and one slice of pie, please.
Yeah, okay. Diet Coke? Oh, fuck. Yeah. What size did you want? Small, medium, or large?
Small, please.
Okay, and the pie, small, medium, or large?
Small, please.
Okay. That's $17.50.
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt. My little lady got sick as hell from eating one of those goddamn tortilla pies.
Spoon shakalaka. What?
So, yeah, we need our money back.
I don't want this pie after all.
I'm sorry to just jump in here, but you no, need to please. Know this. My little lady got sick as hell. So
I didn't feel good.
She doesn't feel good at all.
Is she a leopard, by any chance?
She's part leopard, yeah.
Mr. Culpepper, just...
I'm sorry, Mr. Culpepper, what?
Esquire.
Thank you.
Mr. Culpepper, Esquire. Before you go out on stage and fire anyone else, I was hoping that, you know, rehearsal went fairly well. But now that the entire audience is in, if you could go out to a different song, a special song that's been selected for tonight and this city that is so in love with the fact that you are here.
Oh, you want me to pander. That's what you want me to do. You don't want to play the single that was just released by my leopard, Mrs. Spots, even though she did tell me that there was another potential leopard here just to hear her single. Is that what you're telling me?
I was just spitballing. Let's go with the plan.
Why don't we go with, no, we'll go with your plan. And while you're at it, why don't you mess with my pies too? Why don't you just change the whole concept of what a pie is, since you're changing the whole concept of what a walkout song is. Now bring me one of my delicious apple pies from the concession stand before I make my entrance.
Right away, sir.
Door slam noise.
Listen, the strangest thing. First of all, do you know that when you leave his dressing room, he screams door slam noise as a way to signal you're done talking?
I don't know that. I'm just waiting in line for the bathroom.
You're here to see Culpepper Esquire, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, just giving you a little insights that no one else has. But
I'm sorry, you have guys. A good night. It turns out that towel was not flushable, and the floor is just covered in water and feces.
Yeah,
get somebody with a plunger?
You seem surprised the towel was not flushable.
I'm really surprised. I can't leave here. My clothes is all wet. I can't open this door all the way. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right.
Could you get a janitor?
Yeah, sure. We'll get a janitor, and then we'll get you some toilet paper. And then is there anything else we can get you?
Well, like a new pair of pants and shirt.
New pair of pants. Is there a style you like?
Sir, obviously you respect me and I respect you. I was center spot, but are you asking me to come back as a janitor?
Yes, Emil. Yes. The times have changed here, but I need somebody trustworthy. Yes. I have a mop and a bucket.
Yes.
But I have no...
1,000 times yes.
Oh, okay. I thought, well, I had like a list of like 20 reasons to come back.
But I respect you.
So. All right. And I respect you. You're the most talented spot I've ever seen. I mean, you went to college in Palo Alto. I don't know where, but yeah, seems like a smart place. It's a nice city.
Now you watch what I do for the janitorial industry.
Okay. I thought you got aggressive. you got the job back. The job is yours.
Passionate. I was passionate, sir.
Oh, okay. So
now you fucking watch. Whoa.
Hey,
how well I can mop.
Okay, yeah, just tell it to the floor. You know what I mean?
Because if you fucking think for one second,
whoa, that's in my chest. You're
that shit is going to beat me.
No,
shit. You're crazy,
Emil. You know what? Why don't you take the keys to the kingdom?
That's what I'd like to hear.
There you go.
Thank you.
Clink, 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 clink. There it is. Somebody's at the door, but there's the first job's in the bathroom on the mezzanine.
Oh, I thought it was just dust around the office for a little
bit. No. We got a big shit situation. yeah, come in.
Hello?
Yeah. Are you the usher?
There's not all the tickets. There's some tickets left.
Yeah, why? Don't go into the box office. You're the usher. Okay. Just stay in the aisle.
Okay. Can I go?
Yeah, you're the one who came here.
Okay.
Hey, get out of the...
Yeah?
Don't take your shirt off. That's not... What are you doing?
I thought you said I could stay here for a couple nights.
What? No.
You didn't?
No, never.
Okay.
Put your shirt back on.
All right.
Jeez. All right.
Like this?
Don't put it on backwards. Just put it on normal. Now your name tag's on the back. That looks weird.
People can see my name before they see me.
No, because they're going to approach you from the front.
Okay.
All right. Can you take the janitor?
All right. Janitor coming through. Yeah. All right. Hey, bud. How you doing in there?
I can't come out. Are you the janitor?
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody flushed a towel down the toilet, I think, and it's created kind of a flood. It's really it's a flood in here.
No problem. I'm here to fix everything. Now, if you could just step out of this stall.
Get out of that stall. I'm naked. Oh my God. This is so embarrassing.
Get out of here. Get out of this bathroom. And go listen to that great man speak.
Clothes. I got your clothes, sir. You said you needed some fresh clothes. Yeah, please, I went down to that store. Go fuck yourself. Just put these on.
Oh, these aren't clothes. These aren't clothes at all.
Hi, welcome to Go Fuck Yourself. Put these on. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for something. I was in line. I'm looking for
something. Can you help me get a shirt?
What the hell is going on?
He's in
what
line.
Sorry. I'm looking for something formal.
Can you get a shirt, fella, in line? Would you when you get up there?
You know what? Just go ahead. Cut ahead. Go fuck yourself.
I guess he doesn't know where he's at. Can I get a shirt real quick?
Sure.
And some pants.
There you are.
Okay. Have a terrific. Have a great day.
No, you do. You have a great day.
So, something formal.
I'm sorry. I'm just so fucking pissed.
Can I get a shirt?
Some shoes.
What I was the here first fuck? Guy.
Oh, fuck you. I want some I want a
fuck
shirt.
Fuck you, man.
Hey, man. Stop. Why don't you get in line? All right. Can I get a shirt?
I am in line, you asshole.
Nobody move. A leopard has just entered the store. Don't move.
Oh,
he's hungry.
That's Mr. Spots. It's all right.
And that is scene two. Scene two, everybody. Scene two. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Scene three comes from a Patreon alchemaniac, Mike Del Rosso, who wrote in all caps, "Hey, you guys," lower caps, "someone who is addicted to fiber." Hey, how you doing? I haven't seen you in any of these meetings before.
Yeah, it's a little embarrassing. I'm just here to listen. I didn't really want to talk.
No reason to be embarrassed here about anything, friend.
Okay. Is there just before we start, just in case, is there a bathroom?
There are two bathrooms. There's one on the left for no matter what sex you are, and one on the right for people who don't appreciate those sort of things.
Oh, okay. I'll obviously take the first. Is that cake for everybody?
Cake is not for everyone. It's for everyone who identifies in a unique way.
Okay. Oh, okay. I'm just gonna go sit down and look at my phone.
All right, everybody, we're gonna get this meeting started. So if you'd all sit down in Anonymous Addictions anonymously.
We've got a
what?
New
wait, what?
Anonymous addictions anonymously. We have a new person here.
We're anonymous about what we're addicted to. This isn't specifically about being addicted to one thing.
You must be new also. So the good news for you is if it's your first day at Anonymous Addictions Anonymously, you're going to stand up in front of everybody and you're going to tell us what your addiction is.
No, thank you.
Two. Okay, that's fine.
Terry, why did you laugh in the middle? This is serious.
I apologize. I thought I recognized him and then I was going to ask his name and then
you
I realized
you just said his name, dude. You just called him Jerry. You just said his name.
This whole business is supposed to be about anonymity, sir. I don't feel safe.
Okay.
Wait, Jerry, everybody I thought his name was Tim Nelson.
Tim Nelson?
Okay. Everybody sit down. All right. Let's just get this started.
Is it Jerry or Tim Nelson? What's your name?
Me?
What do your friends call you?
Well, first, I have one name that I use here in this group of friends, and then I have a real name out there so I can keep it anonymous.
I don't understand why our addiction has to be anonymous.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is it's a wide pool of people that are addicted to
Jerry,
different things.
Jerry, Tim, maybe someone else could lead today's meeting.
I've been leading this for a long time. I've got a ticket here that one lucky person is going to get.
Wait, what?
There's a lucky ticket?
It's a lucky ticket, okay? But we need to hear from somebody before I give this away because it's going to be what I think is the best self-disclosure in the group. Is going to get this ticket to.
I'll do it.
Shh. Okay. The new person has first rights. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're both new.
Because we're
both new.
You didn't put your arm up. You didn't shout. You didn't say anything. So I'm gonna give this anonymous person an opportunity to tell us what. But you're not new. You come here every week.
This is great cake, by the way.
That cake's not for everybody.
I identify in a unique way, though.
Okay, great. So you have an opportunity to maybe win a ticket to a pocket full of skulls. It's a metal art play.
It's a what?
Who's wait? Hold on. Hold on a second.
Memoir play. What the
whose memoir play is it?
Listen, give me some examples of other memoir plays.
Hey, Barry, are you up?
Yeah. What?
Oh. Okay. You got a guest? It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. No, I'm on speaker. I'm on speaker. I'll hang up. We go to sleep on the phone together.
Hey, Barry, I hope you don't mind me coming in. I know it's a little early. Look, man, as you know, I'm going to go golf this morning. It's Tuesday, my golf day.
Could this be an email? Could you just email me?
No, we're not business partners. We're roommates. And more importantly, we're friends. And I'm going to cut right to it. I was looking for my non-dairy creamer, and I came across this baggie full of what I assume is orange-flavored Metamucil.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to.
I think this could have been an email. I don't know.
No, what do you mean? Barry, you have a fucking problem.
That was on my side of the fridge. Why are you even looking there?
You're right.
I mean, we just got to drive forward. Vance isn't going to be here on time, right? This is our tea time, so I don't know where the hell he is, but, you know.
I mean, we'll just keep driving then.
I think we should just drive forward.
Just drive forward.
Yeah, if he's not going to be able to make it.
I say we just get in the cart and literally keep driving.
We just drive forward.
Let's just drive forward.
Let's just drive.
Have you guys played golf before? You know what? Get these clubs out of here.
Yeah.
Of course we played golf before. Yeah. These clubs out of here. Just so me, you, these bows and arrows and our martinis. Let's drive.
Uh-huh. Let's drive let's forward. Just keep on going. Just drive forward.
Just don't driving stop. Forward.
Are you going to admit it or not, Barry? Is this yours?
Yeah, it's mine, but I don't see what it has to do with you at all.
You know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm not good at boundaries, but I am good at loving. Barry, you have a problem with fiber. And this is pure, uncut Metamucil. I know the good stuff. I spent time in college.
What does that mean? We all went to college.
Look, I either want you head into a meeting, or I need you headed out because I got to get to my tea time.
What? My name's on the lease, dude.
Get to a meeting, Barry.
Barry, huh? Oh, well, yeah. Welcome. You're going to have to identify a little more uniquely than that if you want some of this cake, though, man.
I don't want any cake right now. Thanks. Just here because my roommate's effing driving me crazy.
Wait, that's what your thing that you're here anonymously about is your roommate?
No, I don't want to say.
Hey, they're sharing by the cake. They're not sharing with the group.
That cake's not for everybody.
Yeah, they can't share by the... You got to share in the group.
Hey, Jimbo, stop yelling. John, listen to me. Huh? Why do you got to be this rat who just calls people out for their shit?
So his name's Jimbo? Wow, I got everyone's information here.
You know what? Yeah, my name's Jimbo. All right, and it is my name that I use outside and inside. I don't know why. And Jerry,
what are you addicted to?
I eat my toenail clippings.
Oh, fucking Jesus. Gross!
Yeah, yeah, disgusting.
Well, come on, relax. What the hell is this?
Oh, gross. My, get the fuck out of here!
It makes me want to gag. Fuck? Oh.
Come on, it's not that bad. It's not that bad.
Do they
bad.
Break down, dude? Or is it like corn or peanuts and they end up in your feces hole?
They end up in my feces hole.
Damn. Far out. That's disgusting.
Barry, we started talking about feces and you started sweating. What's wrong, man?
Ah, man. I don't have that problem at all, man. Feces is my friend. You know what I mean?
Hold on. Sorry, I don't mean to jump in, but can we all say that for a second, please? Finally, feces, something positive. Yeah.
Feces is our friend. It's like a t-shirt.
I thought Jerry was running the meeting. Now I'm confused on why he's running the meeting.
Did you hear the way Jerry was running the meeting? Sorry, I'm late.
You're not late. You're not late.
We're getting Tim Jerry. You're fine. Give us just a moment. Yeah.
Is Jerry all right?
I don't think Jerry Tim should be running the meeting. He thinks he's coming and going in time.
But maybe he should share. Maybe he should share. Hey, Jerry. Oh,
that's a good idea.
Hey, are you guys conspiring by the cake?
Jerry, did you want to share something with the group? I know this is my first day here, but it seems like maybe you have something on your mind. I got a ticket.
What?
If you share, I got a special ticket for you.
All right. Well, I've been running this meeting for a long time, and it's honestly gotten pretty difficult lately. It's been more than 7 years since I huffed gasoline. And,
your addiction's supposed to be anonymous.
Oh, I'm sorry, It's just that, I don't know. I feel like if I share with you guys more, then maybe you'll let me continue in. Because running this meeting's really a big deal for
me. Hey, Jerry.
But, you're getting kind of aggressive.
Say no more. Here's your ticket. One ticket to A Pocket Full of Skull, a memoir play.
Wait, that guy has a ticket too?
Oh. Well, he's just giving him back the ticket he gave him. Oh,
How many tickets are there? Can we just all go?
It was just one ticket I got.
I'm so confused.
And honestly, I'm pretty sure the show was the other day. I'm not sure it works anymore.
I'm sorry, buddy. I don't know where the hell your friends are, but we're teeing off here, okay? You can't just join our group or just power through it, all right?
No, I mean, those guys don't know how to play the game, so I thought I would just
come over. No, they don't. You know what I mean?
Driving through!
God, they're crazy.
Yeah, so I just want to... You got a twosome. I'll just join you. It'll be a threesome. It'll be totally fine.
Hey, buddy, that's not how we do things, all right? There's a tea time. Go talk to the courthouse inside or whatever the
starter,
hell.
Yeah. Have you played golf before? Because I feel like this course is just...
I played golf before, buddy. That's what this racket's for, you dumbass. Now get the hell out of my way and let me get a swing.
Hey, Jerry, hold up, Jerry. Hey, I just wanted to say I apologize for how the meeting went today, but for what it's worth, I thought you did a great job. And I just have a quick question. When you stopped inhaling gas, gasoline, did you notice that your work also went down? I guess what I'm asking is, how much of your gravelly voice are you attributing to the work you got before?
They're sharing in the hallway.
No, I just am asking them a question.
I don't know what you mean. How much work did I get?
Okay,
what's going on? You're not going to share without us. You're not going to share
with us. This is a private conversation. This is
there. Well, I just got to make this clear. I was making it clear. You can all listen. Okay. Now, I assume, based on the way your voice used to be, that got you certain
How
games.
Do you know what my voice used to sound like?
I just said assume. I'm making an assumption.
This okay. is supposed to be you. Anonymous.
Why are you eating all the cake?
Because I'm standing by it.
I still get called in to fix problems that people have. I'm a problem solver. So
it was mainly your talent that got you jobs before, not your voice.
Absolutely. I don't think my voice had anything to do with it.
Okay. Anything?
All right, Jerry, if you could just start at that first line there whenever you're ready. And super excited that you're here and thanks for coming in today.
Okay. The first line.
Just pause 1 second. I'm sorry.
1 second.
What's going on with his voice?
I don't know. I just thought he was talking to us, and then once he starts reading the lines, he'll use the voice.
No. This is not the audition. Wasn't he on some gasoline or something?
Yeah, whatever he was on. How is that our business?
Hey, guys, you want me to stop rolling? Your voices are right by this camera.
Yes.
Why would you be rolling, Tim?
Because you told me that he was going to start. I'm sorry.
Look, left camera, stop rolling. Right camera, stop rolling. And center camera, stop rolling.
Stop.
All right.
This is Jerry? Just an audition, right? Because there's a lot more cameras in here. You're not going to put this straight on.
Jerry, you don't need to think about any of that. Just the copy in front of you. And feel free to use that great voice of yours.
You got it. You got it.
I think we should soak a rag of gasoline.
Roll cameras. John, honestly.
Rolling. Okay. Pocket Full of Skulls, the movie. Take
when you're ready, Jerry.
When you're driving across the hard lands of America.
Cut all three cameras.
Cut.
Jerry, can I just get a word real quick? So we're super excited that you're here. I mentioned that already, but I just want to reiterate. And it's a certain energy that you bring to the audition on tape you did for us that I was.
Oh, that audition was done before.
Before.
I had to, it turns out that not only was gasoline causing my voice to have a weird affectation, but also. Brain damage was the other problem.
Jerry. Hey, Jerry, hold up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was right. A lot of it was your voice.
Hey, they're over here. I found them.
That's our show today. That's our show. Oh, my. Oh, buddy. Oh, I was right. He came in running. Oh, let's thank all of our alchemists on this particular gathering because it has been so very fine. Starting with Mr. Chris Alvarado. Chris?
Oh, thank you so much. So much fun. Also, Mark, always fun playing with you, brother. I don't know. I don't have anything to say. I'm in a good mood. I feel good. I love everybody.
We'll Amen. Take it. The big fix?
The comedy fix. Comedy fix. Thank you. Yeah, sure. Listen
to All it. Right. Check that out. It's called The Big Fix. Nope.
Fix is in.
The fix is in.
Fix
is
in. That's right.
Yeah. Comedy fix. Very excited. And James Heaney.
Thanks for having me back. It's good to be back on the show. Thanks for tuning in. You can follow me at, I think it's The Real James Heaney on Instagram.
You're not sure, though.
I'm not honestly sure. I think that's what it is.
Are you back in the greater Los Angeles area?
I am. I got back Monday.
Okay. So if folks have been coming by your place when you weren't there, they should know you're back.
I don't want them to know because I'd like to catch them in the act.
Oh.
So keep it on the DL for now. And then when they arrive, I'll know that they thought I was gone and gotcha moment right there.
Perfect. Mark Gagliardi, thank you so much.
Oh, man, it's always a delight. You guys are so much fun. Thanks for having me.
Where should folks find your wares?
We got this with Mark and Hal. We have new episodes every week and, hopefully you will see me just out and walking around in the world as that is starting to happen here. We are lucky in California and I hope it's happening for everyone else too.
We'll look for you at Disneyland on Friday.
Perfect.
All right. Atul Singh.
Hey, thanks for having me back. Great to be here. You can follow me on my socials at Atul Time, ATULTIME. And check out the Fix Up Comedy. It's great. It's a great podcast.
Joey Gerstein.
Check me out at Alchemy This on Instagram. And there is a Reddit somewhere.
Sure.
There is a Reddit somewhere.
Is there a subreddit?
Listen, every single week on that Reddit, they post the episode and they list all of our names and ask for votes for Alchemist of the Week. So every single week, with guests included. They list every episode and the names of people who participated.
So that we're all being judged on a weekly basis.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, perfect. Cool. Right.
Yeah. Just, that's Reddit, right? Pretty much.
Yeah.
Up air or down air. Yeah.
Right on. Let's thank our producer and engineer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. Bain. Fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Thanking you, each and every one of you, for wanting to listen to this. Please tell everyone you've ever met about this extraordinary experience you've just had, and be kind to each other whenever possible. Until next time,
Alchemy!